This podcast is intended for an audience that is blind or print impaired. This is a review of the movie Brad's Status, written by James Berardinelli of Real View. The movie runs 1 hour and 41 minutes. It's a 2017 movie, rated R for profanity. It's a drama directed by Mike White. The cast includes Ben Stiller, Austin Abrams, Jenna Fisher, Michael Sheen, Jermaine Clement, Luke Wilson, Mike White, and Shazi Raja. As a tagline, Berardinelli says, "The movie may be marketed to art house audiences, but it has something to say to and about us all." He gives it 3 out of a possible 4 stars. Regrets are a natural byproduct of the human condition, and the older we get, the more we accumulate. The key to continuing to lead a content and productive life is to avoid being crippled by them, something that is becoming an increasing challenge for the protagonist of this movie. Brad Sloan, played by Ben Stiller, now 47 years old, as he looks at his life as it currently is and laments that it doesn't meet the lofty expectations he had harbored at age 20. Measured by the yardstick of material success, he lags behind his closest college buddies. A midlife crisis has hit him at point-blank range. Nothing is more apt to get a person to take stock of his life than accompanying a child on college visits. Brad's 17-year-old son Troy, played by Austin Abrams, is viewed as a musical prodigy and has a legitimate shot, at least according to his guidance counselor, of being accepted to Harvard. So, leaving Mom, played by Jenna Fisher, behind in Sacramento, the father and son duo takes a cross-country plane trip to Massachusetts. While there, Brad commits a series of faux pas. During a conversation with an idealistic co-ed, his cynical advice about her potential career path causes her to call him out on the superficiality of his worldview. A meeting between him and his old college buddy, now a wealthy TV personality, Craig Fisher, played by Michael Sheen, turns sour. Brad's Status represents an interesting challenge for Ben Stiller. Known primarily for comedy, he rarely attempts something this purely dramatic. There's a little Woody Allen at work here, without the, quote, creepy factor. Stiller is convincing because of the everyman qualities he brings to the role. We cringe when he embarrasses his son and himself by being too paternal. One scene in particular stands out. While his son is interviewing, Brad lauds Troy's qualities to a woman in the waiting room, one who is clearly not interested and whose daughter is probably just as accomplished. The sequence isn't played for laughs. It's perceptive in a way it represents a certain kind of parent, someone we hope to avoid being and being around. The script, credited to director Mike White, whose career high point to date may be writing School of Rock, and whose career low point to date may be as one of the names on the screenplay for The Emoji Movie, illustrates a knowingness about the middle-aged male psyche. There comes a point in every person's life when they realize they have more years behind than what lies ahead. The bloom of youth and its attendant optimism are gone. Brad is at that crossroads. He is afflicted with creeping doubt. He doesn't act out in outrageous fashions. The most rebelling thing he does is to sneak out of his hotel room to have a few drinks, and nothing more, with an attractive 21-year-old. But as his internal monologue reveals, he is beset by ennui. Even when he cracks in the success of some of his college friends are revealed, he still isn't sure he took the right path. while stocks bred static. Pardon me. White stocks Brad's status with an effective supporting cast that includes such recognizable names and faces as Michael Sheen and Luke Wilson, but this is Stiller's movie from start to finish. His performance keeps it afloat because in the end, it's not about the airplane ride, the college interviews, the late-night rendezvous at the bar, or the disastrous dinner with an old friend. It's about Brad coming to grips with who he was, is, and will be. That's a difficult thing to dramatize, because such an internal realization isn't inherently cinematic. White, however, has found a way to do it, and though the pacing is uneven, the end result satisfies. The movie may be marketed to art house audiences, but it has something to say to and about us all. And once again, it's a 2017 movie, Brad's Status, directed by Mike White, starring Ben Stiller, Austin Abrams, Jenna Fisher, Michael Sheen, Jermaine Clement, Luke Wilson, Mike White, and Shazi Raja. James Berardinelli gives it 3 out of a possible 4 stars. It's rated R for profanity. It's a drama, and the runtime is 1 hour and 41 minutes.